Good evening, faithful listeners. Break out the champagne and start dancing in the streets. For this week, I bid a fond adieu to 2010's local body election season. But what a thrilling climax Wellywood handed up. The incumbent, Kerry Prendergast, held off a dark horse challenger, Celia Wade Brown, by a razor-thin margin of 40 votes on Saturday night. A nail-biting special vote count delivered a stunning upset as, on Wednesday, Wade Brown became Wellington's mayor-elect by a majority of 176. First, a little disclosure is in order. While living in Wellington, I worked on a number of Prendergast campaigns as a volunteer and consider her a friend. So take it as read that I'm not a knee-jerk hater. But it's been dispiriting and frankly distasteful hearing her trying to preemptively blame her defeat on the single transferable vote system. Whatever else you say about John Banks, and I've said a lot over the years, he accepted his landslide defeat last Saturday with public dignity and grace. More than I'd be able to muster, truth be told. But while I understand and sympathise with Kerry's disappointment at losing by such a thin margin, she shouldn't be allowed to get away with talking nonsense. Prendergast asserted in the Dominion Post that STV is a, quote, undemocratic and unfair system that people don't really understand. As a drop-off, she said, if you support one of the losing candidates, you get a second vote, whereas my supporters only got one vote. Nonsense. Nobody gets two votes under STV, and her supporters got to vote on exactly the same terms as everyone else. One vote in ranked preference. It's not relevant who was ahead on the primary vote on Saturday. She also needs to be reminded that STV was adopted by Wellington electors in a 2008 referendum. Yes, it was a narrow victory, but the outcome is no more illegitimate than, say, MPs and marginal electorates. It's also strategically unwise to say you want to hold public office while dismissing your constituents as idiots. Far from not really understanding STV, it looks like the traditionally fragmented left vote in Wellington understood it very well indeed. It also helped that, according to my Wellywood spies, Wade Brown ran a disciplined and focused campaign that actively solicited second and third preferences. Prendergast didn't. And it worked out for Celia, just. If it had gone the other way, I can only hope she'd have remembered this. It's easy to be a gracious victor. The real test of character is being equally gracious in defeat. By that standard, the mayoralty wasn't the only thing that Kerry lost.